And so let's get into the Word.
Vamos a entrar en la palabra de Dios.
In Genesis chapter 16, I want to read one verse.
En Génesis 16, quiero leer un verso.
And it's verse 11.
Verso 11.
And this is the Lord speaking to Hagar.
Aquí el Señor está hablando a Agar.
And it says, "And the angel of the Lord said to her, 'Behold, you are pregnant and shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has listened to your affliction.'"
Y añadió el ángel de Jehová, "Has concebido y darás a luz un hijo, y le pondrás por nombre Ismael, porque Jehová ha oído tu aflicción."
That last part again, it says, "You shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has listened to your affliction."
Y le pondrás por nombre Ismael, porque Jehová ha oído tu aflicción.
I want to speak with you just for a few minutes this morning on the subject of Ishmael, the God that hears.
Quiero hablar por un momento esta mañana sobre el título, El Dios que Oye.
Ishmael, okay. The God that hears.
Ishmael, el Dios que oye.
Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would have your way through the preaching of your word this morning. I pray that you would speak. I pray that you would make clear, Lord, what it is that you want to say. And I pray that, Lord, we would hear by the Spirit, Lord, what you are speaking to our own hearts. Let there be fertile ground, we pray. And we pray your word would be implanted there. We pray that you would again use, Lord God, your word and speak to us, whether here in person or online, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. The story of Hagar in the Bible is an interesting one.
La historia de Agar en la Biblia es muy interesante.
Hagar was Sarah's servant.
Ella era sirviente de Sara.
And the Lord had promised Abraham and Sarah that they would have a son.
Dios le había prometido a Sara y Abraham que iban a tener un hijo.
Of course, we know him to be Isaac today.
Quien conocemos hoy ser Isaac.
But Abraham and Sarah struggled with the promise of God.
Pero Sara y Abraham batallaban con la promesa de Dios.
And don't be critical of Abraham.
Y por favor no sean críticos. De Abraham,
because there are times when God can give a promise that seems impossible.
Porque hay veces que Dios da promesa que se parece ser imposible.
And so sometimes we think we can help God out a little bit.
Y a veces pensamos podemos ayudar a Dios un poco.
And all we end up doing is getting ourselves into trouble.
Y todo lo que hacemos es de hacer algo que no es bueno.
Abraham and Sarah were old in age.
Sara y Abraham eran ancianos en edad.
And God told them that they would have a son.
Y Dios les dijo a ellos que iban a tener un hijo.
But they struggled with that promise and thought they could help God out.
Batallaban con la promesa y pensaron que ellos podían ayudar a Dios.
And so Sarah connived a plan in her mind.
Y Sara tuvo un plan en
and
su mente.
Her plan was to have her servant bear a child in her place.
Y su plan era de tener su sirviente, tener un hijo en lugar de ella.
Let me just say something about this.
Quiero decir algo de esto.
Is when we begin to step out in the flesh.
Que cuando empezamos a andar en la carne.
We only make trouble for ourselves.
Vamos a causar problemas.
And this is what happens with Sarah here.
Y esto es lo que pasó con Sara aquí.
Her servant ends up pregnant from Abraham.
Su sierva se hizo embarazada con Abraham.
And when she's pregnant, all of a sudden Sarah gets really upset.
Y de repente Sara se puso muy enojada.
She begins to look with contempt on her, it says in verse 4.
En verso 4 nos dice que Sara la miraba con odio.
And so Sarah says, "I've done wrong, Abram."
Y Sara le dijo a Abraham, "Yo hice mal."
And so he says, "I want to get rid of her."
y le dice, yo quiero que la tires de aquí.
And so Abraham eventually tells Sarah, she's your servant, you do with her whatever you want.
Y Abraham le dijo a Sara, ella es sirviente de ti, haz lo que quieres con ella.
And so Sarah, it says in verse 6, spoke or dealt harshly with her, and so Hagar ended up leaving Sarah.
Y la Biblia nos dice que Sara trató mal con Agar, y Agar se fue de allí.
Hagar's pregnant.
Y ella estaba embarazada.
And for those women that have been pregnant before,
y por las mujeres que han sido embarazadas,
can only imagine how emotional she felt.
Solo podemos imaginarnos cómo ella se sentía con sus emociones.
Sarah is dealing harshly with her, so she leaves.
Sara trataba muy mal con ella, y ella se fue.
And she ends up by a spring, it says in verse 7.
Y en verso 7 nos dice que estaba ahí cerca de agua.
And God asks her, what's going on?
Y Dios le preguntó, ¿qué está pasando?
And she says, I'm leaving Sarah.
Y ella contestó, yo me voy de Sarah.
And so the angel of the Lord says, no, don't go, you return to Sarah.
Y el ángel de Jehová le dijo, no, no te vayas, regrese a Sarah.
You submit to your master, if you will.
Quédate ahí con tu maestra.
And the Lord speaks a promise and says, I'm going to multiply your offspring.
Y Dios le habló promesa a ella. Y dijo, voy a multiplicar tus hijos.
You're going to have so much offspring that they won't be able to be numbered for multitude.
Voy a multiplicarlos tanto que no vas a poder contarlos.
And then, as we read in verse 11,
y como leímos en verso 11,
the angel says, you're pregnant and are going to bear a son.
El ángel de Jehová le dijo, has concebido y darás a luz un hijo.
And I want you to name him Ishmael.
Y le pondrás por nombre Ishmael.
And he says, because the Lord has listened to your affliction.
Porque Jehová ha oído tu aflicción.
That name Ishmael,
ese nombre Ishmael,
it means very simply, God hears.
Simplemente quiere decir, Dios oye.
God hears.
Dios oye.
Hagar had left her master Sarah.
Agar había salido de su lugar de Sara.
And she was hurting because she was being mistreated by Sarah.
Y estaba muy triste Agar porque estaba siendo maltratada de Sara.
And so she's there by a spring and God hears her heart.
Y estaba ahí y Dios escuchó su corazón.
Have you ever found yourself hidden away from everybody else?
¿Te has encontrado en un lugar escondido sin algún alrededor de ti?
Maybe you feel like you've been hurt or something just seems impossible. You don't know what to do and you go hide away somewhere.
Quizás te has sentido sola y te escondas porque parece que estás pasando por algo muy, muy duro.
And sometimes in those places of solitude where you're alone,
y a veces en esos lugares cuando estamos solos,
you can begin to lift up heartfelt prayers to God sometimes without even loud words.
Empezamos a clamar a Dios a veces sin palabras.
Hagar is sad in her heart.
Agar estaba muy triste en su corazón.
She's just been hurt.
Estaba maltratada.
She ends up by the spring and all of a sudden God begins to speak to her.
Estaba, se encontró ahí en el lado y Dios empezó a hablarle.
He gives her direction saying, go back to Sarah and submit yourself to her.
Dios le dio direcciones y le dijo, regrese a Sara.
And he even speaks to her concerning her own future and her posterity.
Y aún le habló a Agar acerca de su futuro.
And tells her to name her son Ishmael.
Y le dijo que ella necesitaba nombrar su hijo Ishmael.
Imagine every time she would hold that child.
Imagínese cada vez que ella iba embrazar su niño.
And she would say that name Ishmael.
y decir ese nombre Ismael,
she would be reminded again and again that God hears.
Se iba a recordar vez tras vez que Jehová oyó.
In Genesis 21,
en Génesis 21,
we have a situation.
Leemos de algo muy similar.
Except for now, Ishmael's a young boy.
Pero ahora Ismael es un joven.
And Isaac is already born.
Y Isaac ya nació.
Ishmael begins to kind of mess around with Isaac, if you will.
Ismael empezó a como jugar un poco con Isaac.
And so eventually, Sarah gets rid of Hagar.
Sara le dijo a Agar que tenía que salir.
Look at chapter 21, verses 14 through 19.
Vamos a leer Génesis 21, versos 14 a 19.
It says, so Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder along with the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And when the water in the skin was gone, she put the child under one of the bushes. And when she went and sat down opposite him, a good way off, about a distance of a bow shot, for she said, let me not look on the death of the child. And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Up, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make him into a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. After Isaac's birth,
después que nació Isaac,
Isaac would be the one through whom God would fulfill the promises that he gave to Abraham.
Por medio de Isaac, se iba a cumplir la promesa que Dios le dio a Abraham.
And because Ishmael was, in a sense, making fun of Isaac, laughing at him and kind of mocking him,
y porque Ishmael se burlaba de Isaac,
Sarah said, I don't want Hagar around anymore.
Sara dijo, yo no quiero que Agar se quede aquí.
Now, here's another troubling situation, isn't it?
Aquí vemos otro problema.
And so she tells Abraham, I don't want her here. Send her away.
Sara le dijo a Abraham, yo no la quiero aquí. Dile que se vaya.
And of course, Abraham doesn't necessarily want to do this.
Y Abraham no quería que esto pasara.
Ishmael is his son.
Ishmael era su hijo.
His oldest son.
Su hijo mayor.
And so he's kind of troubled.
Y estaba preocupado.
But God spoke to Abraham.
Pero Dios le habló a Abraham.
And he says, all the promises are going to be fulfilled through your son Isaac.
Y le dijo, todas las promesas se van a cumplir por medio de Isaac.
And in verse 13, he reassures Abraham that he's going to make a nation of the son of the slave woman.
Y en verso 13, también le dijo que él iba a ser una nación por medio de Ishmael.
And so in verse 14, we read how Abraham gave her some water and some bread and sent her away.
Verso 14, leemos como Abraham le dio pan y agua y le mandó que se saliera.
She ends up leaving her son near some bushes.
Agar dejó a su hijo cerca de unos árboles.
And she's afraid that her son's going to die, so she leaves him there and walks as far as you get a bow and an arrow and shoot the arrow, and you watch the arrow go, you know, that distance. She walks, you know, a distance away from him.
Agar dejó a Ismael cerca de los árboles y fue andándose una distancia de un tiro de arco porque no quería mirarlo.
And she ends up weeping and crying out to God.
Y ella estaba llorándole a Dios.
And it's interesting that in verse 17,
verso 17 es muy interesante.
It says, God heard the voice of the boy.
Dice, oyó Dios la voz del muchacho.
Many believe that the sound of her own crying dampened the sound of the cry of her son.
Algunos piensan que el llorar de Agar estaba más recio que el llorar de su hijo.
And God speaks to her and says that he has heard his voice.
Pero Dios le habla y dice, he escuchado el voz de tu hijo.
And the latter part of verse 17 says, what troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, God has heard the voice of the boy.
Y dice en verso 17, ¿qué tienes, Agar? No temas, porque Dios ha oído la voz del muchacho allí donde está.
God heard his voice.
Dios oyó su voz.
God heard her voice and told her to name him Ishmael.
Dios oyó la voz de ella y le dijo, nómbrele Ishmael.
God hears your voice.
Dios oye su voz.
We serve the living God, and I'm here to tell you this morning that God hears your cry.
Servimos a un Dios viviente y estoy aquí para decirle que Dios oye su voz.
God wants to answer your prayer.
Dios quiere contestar sus peticiones.
We serve a God that hears.
Servimos a un Dios que oye.
Turn to Mark chapter 10.
Vaya conmigo a Marcos 10.
And in this story, Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52.
Versos 46 a 52. Y en esta historia,
we read about a blind man named Bartimaeus.
Leemos de un hombre que estaba ciego nombrado Bartimeo.
In verse 46, it says this.
Dice empezando en verso 46.
It says, and they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. Mm-hmm. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he's calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. Mm-hmm. This is a beautiful story of a blind man who gets healed.
Esta es una historia muy bella de un hombre que estaba ciego, pero fue sanado.
And what I like about the story is Bartimaeus is there doing what he's done for years.
Y lo que me gusta de esta historia es que Bartimeo estaba allí haciendo lo que él hizo por muchos años.
He's sitting by the roadside begging.
Estaba sentado al lado y clamando por ayuda.
This was the way most of the blind people got any kind of financial help.
Esta era la manera que los ciegos recibían ayuda financieramente.
But all of a sudden he hears that someone is going to pass by named Jesus.
Pero de repente él oyó que alguien iba a pasar nombrado Jesucristo.
And when he heard about Jesus, he began to cry out loud.
Y cuando él oyó que Jesús iba a pasar, él comenzó a gritar.
And he began to yell out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
Y dijo, Jesús, hijo de David, ten misericordia de mí.
And it's no wonder why he's yelling the way he was.
Y con razón estaba gritando de esa manera.
In verse 46, it says he was leaving with a great crowd.
Verso 46 nos dice que él estaba allí con una gran multitud.
There were a lot of people.
Había muchísima gente.
And with a lot of people, there's a lot of noise.
Y con mucha gente hay mucho ruido.
And there is this blind Bartimaeus on the roadside.
Y ahí estaba Bartimeo el ciego.
This big old crowd of people are walking, following Jesus.
Y este gran multitud seguía a Jesucristo.
Can you imagine all the conversations that they're having?
¿Se puede imaginar todas las cosas que estaban hablando?
They're probably talking about the latest miracle Jesus did.
Quizás estaban hablando de los milagros que Jesús había hecho.
Adults are talking.
Los adultos estaban hablando.
And all kinds of children are running around just laughing and playing around the adults.
Y los niños estaban jugando y riéndose alrededor también.
You see, Jesus didn't forbid the kids to be around.
Porque Jesús no rechazaba a los niños.
No, he let them be around and let them be kids. Amen?
Él dejaba que ellos se acercaban a él y que eran niños.
Put yourself at, you know, in those young ages and what you would have done running around with a big crowd around.
Ponte en su lugar si usted era un niño jugando ahí con ese gran multitud.
I would have been just like when me and my cousins were around a crowd.
Yo estuviera como cuando yo y mis primos estábamos.
We'd get a bunch of little tiny rocks and stick them in our pocket.
Agarrábamos piedras y lo ponía en nuestro pantalón.
And we found some little plastic spoons.
Y hallamos cucharas.
And we'd be putting little rocks in the spoons and going and shooting little rocks at people just to laugh.
Y ponimos esas piedras en la cuchara para que se saltaban y nomás para reírnos.
I'll bet you all those little kids weren't saintly.
Yo no creo que cada niño se portaba perfectamente.
I'm sure some of them were up to no good.
Yo creo que algunos estaban haciendo malas.
Maybe some of them had some spit wads. What do you think?
Ah, yeah. Quizás algunos tenían papel para tirar.
They're all walking around, the adults and the kids.
Pero todos estaban andando, los adultos y los niños.
Maybe the kids are throwing a little ball to each other. They're just having fun.
Quizás estaban tirando una pelota, teniendo un buen tiempo.
But with all of that, there's a lot of noise.
Pero con todo eso, hay mucho ruido.
But blind Bartimaeus wants Jesus to hear him.
Pero Bartimeo, el ciego, quería que Jesús le oía.
So he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
Y él comenzó a gritar, Jesús, hijo de David, ten misericordia de mí.
And he was so loud, they said, you need to be quiet.
Y gritaba tan recio que le dijeron, necesitas tener silencio.
But did he listen to them?
Pero escuchó él a ellos?
No.
No.
He wanted to hear from God.
Él quería escuchar de Dios.
He needed to hear from God.
Él necesitaba oír de Dios.
He had heard stories of what Jesus could do.
Él oyó muchas historias de lo que Jesús podía hacer.
And so they said, be quiet. And he said, no way.
Y ellos le dijeron, ten silencio. Y él dijo, no.
And so he began to cry out all the more, the scripture says.
Y empezó a gritar aún más.
Son of David, have mercy on me.
Hijo de David, Jesús, ten misericordia de mí.
Probably the loudness of his cry caused everyone to grow silent.
Quizás el, cuando él gritaba, causó que los demás iban a estar en silencio.
Bartimaeus was desperate for an answer.
Bartimeo quería una respuesta.
And Jesus stopped.
Y Jesús se paró.
And obviously the whole crowd stopped with him.
Y también el gran multitud se paró.
And he tells them, call him.
Y Jesús les dijo, llámalo.
And they called the blind man and said to him, take heart, he's calling you.
Y Jesús les dijo, llámalo. Y le llamaron y él dijo, ten confianza, él te llama.
I like the way verse 50 kind of paints this picture.
Me gusta el verso 50, como pinta esta historia.
This version says, throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus.
Entonces, arrojando su ropa, se levantó y vino a Jesús.
Can you imagine how excited Bartimaeus is?
Él estaba muy alegre.
He is crying out to Jesus has caused the whole crowd to stop.
Su gritando a Jesús causó que todo el gran multitud se paró.
Even Jesus stops.
Aún Jesús se paró.
And calls to him and he jumps up and runs to Jesus.
Y él se levantó y vino directamente a Jesús.
Of course he's blind, so maybe someone led him to Jesus. I don't know.
Él estaba ciego. Quizás alguien le ayudó a llegar a Jesús.
And Jesus asks him this question, what do you want me to do for you?
Jesús le preguntó, ¿qué quieres que te haga?
And he says, Lord, that I might receive my sight.
Y dijo, Maestro, quiero recobre la vista.
We serve a God that hears.
Nosotros servimos a un Dios que oye.
And there are times when there are things around us that we need to push through.
Hay veces que hay cosas alrededor que tenemos que sobrepasar.
Bartimaeus realized, I have to be loud here.
Bartimeo reconoció que él tenía que gritar recio.
But he was loud enough for Jesus to hear.
Y estaba tan recio que Jesús le oyó.
Y'all remember the woman that had a sickness in her body for years.
Quizás recuerdan la historia de la mujer que tenía enfermedad por muchos años.
And she thought in her heart, if I could just touch the hem of his garment.
Y ella pensó, si solamente puedo tocar su ropa.
But there was a huge crowd of people around Jesus.
Y había un gran multitud.
But she was desperate.
Pero ella estaba muy seria.
And she began to say, excuse me. She began to push herself through.
Y ella siguió andando en ese gran multitud.
And then she touched the hem of his garment.
Y pudo tocar el borde de su vestidura.
And she was healed of her sickness.
Y instantemente fue sana.
There are times that we need to mean business with God.
Hay veces que necesitamos estar serio en negocio con Jesús.
Sometimes there's nothing else that is going to help until you shut yourself in with God.
A veces no hay nada más que va a ayudar solamente de cerrarnos en oración a Él.
And you have to be willing to push through all of your emotions, to push through all of the doubts, and you need to lay hold on God.
Y necesitamos estar listos de pasar toda la duda para tocar a Jesucristo.
And I'm here to tell you that we serve a God that hears.
Y estoy aquí para decirle que servimos a un Dios que oye.
He is not deaf.
Él no está sordo.
But there are hindrances sometimes in our prayers.
Pero a veces hay problemas con nuestras oraciones.
Sometimes there are distractions like cell phones or sometimes even family or friends.
A veces hay distracciones como el celular o a veces gente como familia, amigos.
Sometimes the biggest distraction is ourselves.
A veces el más grande distracción es nosotros mismos.
Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Jesucristo dijo, el espíritu está listo, pero la carne está batallando.
But there are times that we need to shut in with God.
Pero necesitamos a veces encerrarnos con Dios.
Sometimes it will involve volume, crying out to God.
A veces sí vamos a tener que gritar con nuestra voz a Dios.
But other times it won't even be a voluminous as far as sound, but it'll be loud on the inside.
Y a veces no va a ser un voz grande que se oye alrededor, pero un grito en corazón que está muy recio y Dios lo oye.
We serve a God that hears.
Servimos a un Dios que oye.
Hagar, every time she called her son's name Ishmael,
cada vez que Agar iba a llamar su hijo Ismael,
she was reminded over and over again that she serves a God that hears.
Recordaba vez tras vez que ella servía a un Dios que oye.
God is listening to you.
Dios está oyéndote a usted.
Don't give up in your prayers.
No pare de confiar en tus oraciones.
God is going to answer.
Dios va a contestar.
He loves you.
Él te ama.
And he hears.
Y él oye.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand.
Vamos a ponernos en pie.
And I want us to pray together just that the Lord will remind us that he hears us. Amen. Let's bow our heads and let's pray together. Lord, in Jesus' name, we do come before you, acknowledging that you are Almighty God. You're the one that formed the ear. And Lord, we were created in your image, and Lord, you hear as well. And so I pray, Lord, that you would use the message today as a reminder, that you would remind every one of our hearts, it doesn't matter how impossible the situation might be, that, Lord, it might seem impossible, but that, Lord, as we are crying out to you, as we are praying, that, Lord, you are listening and you will answer. Lord, there are times and there are seasons that we need to push through all of the hindrances. If it's our own emotional state of mind, if it's our own flesh, if it's the things that distract, whatever it may be, we have to push through. We have to sometimes enter into prayer that is like war. But Lord, we are grateful that you are the God that hears. Ishmael, God hears. And so I pray, Lord, that you would use this to remind us of this very thing. We pray even now for those that are in need of an answer from you, that you would answer their prayer speedily in the name of Jesus. Whatever it may be, if it's physical, if it's spiritual, if it's financial, Lord, whatever the need may be, you hear the heart's cry. And so I ask in Jesus' name that you would answer because you have heard your people praying and crying out to you. And so we pray, Lord, that you would move in all of our lives. Continue to be with Sister Maxine. Continue to be, Lord God, with our church members that have needs in Jesus' name. We pray for our nation that you would have mercy. We pray, Lord God, that you would be with our president as well as, Lord God, the upcoming elections, that it would be done honestly, that there would be no corruption. Expose any wicked agendas in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that you would move in all of our lives. Draw us near, Lord God. Reveal yourself to us in a greater way, Lord. We pray that you'd move in Center Assembly of God. Move in the town of Center. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would have mercy upon us. Lord, pour out your spirit, Lord, in these latter days. Bring revival, we ask. And we even pray that, Lord, you would just lead us as individuals and as a church corporate. We thank you for all that you are doing. And thank you that you are the God that hears. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.